Hello and welcome to Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is year 15. It's December. When December rolls around, just things fall into place. Plans are made. And we start to talk about gifting holiday wines. There's something wonderful about giving the gift of wine. First of all, it's a bottle of wine. It's beautifully made. Especially if the person receiving it loves that wine. I thought, well, we've done this for 15 years now. The Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan, and myself. And so here we are, year 15, talking about her top 100 wines of 2021, 89 points or better in the rating system, and under $20. You can find the wine list at winediva.ca. The scores, by the way, come from her sister site, winescores.ca. And we can't do all 100, but we're going to do our very best. We'll start with rosé, then we'll go through some reds, and we'll finish off with some whites. Initially, the plan was to have DJ Kearney in segment 4 and talk about the year in general, the lead up to Christmas and New Year's, and just some of her thoughts. When we were recording the show, I got an email from DJ saying, something's come up, I can't make it, can we do this next week? I went, absolutely, of course we can. So any reference you hear to DJ Kearney really implies that she's coming next week. And she's going to be talking about the Wine Align National Wine Awards. She was one of the judges. And she'll be talking about her wines of the year, wines that she would gift, wines for Christmas and New Year's, all sorts of things. DJ Kearney next week. What was supposed to be a two-segment visit with Dana Van Mulligan turned out to be the entire show. She carried it lock, stock, and barrel. She's my hero. Do enjoy this conversation. Go to our website, Tasting Room Radio, which can be found at mulliganstew.ca. And all of the wines are mentioned there. And go to her website to really get the complete details on what each of these wines tasted and smelled like and cost. And enjoy yourself and gift not only your friends and your family, but yourself. Cheers. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Enrico Winery in the Cowichan Valley. Enrico is pleased to announce that the 2020 Enrico Shining Armor Pinot Gris has won a coveted Platinum Award at the recently announced 2021 BC Lieutenant Governor's Wine Awards. Just a note that the tasting room at Enrico Winery will be open Wednesday to Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. All of the details at EnricoWinery.com. I'm Terry David Mulligan, and this is Tasting Room Radio. We've arrived at December, friends, and there are certain things that happen. It's like certain things happen in the spring, certain things happen in the summer, certain things happen in the fall, and then when December rolls around, then it's time for the very quick run up to Christmas and New Year's. And as always, I have asked two of my best wine friends in the whole world, Dana Van Mulligan, DJ Kearney, to talk about their year in wine, what they remember about memorable bottles. Dana Van Mulligan and I have been doing I know that you have been doing, Dana, your top 100 list for 15 years. I like to think I've been around for all 15, but I don't know if I was up to speed when you came. Now, you know what? I started the show just as you started your list, so I might have missed the first two.
I think you might have been around for that first.
These are the top 100 wines for 2021 as tasted by Dana Van Mulligan, 89 points or better, and they're from her winescores.ca sister site, and they're all under $20. Prices may vary depending on where you live, but basically they're all under $20. Normally I just go to the top 100 and start reading down, so I can't do all 100. I decided to go to your wine lists. I love your wine lists, which you can print up, my friends. We're going to do the rosé first, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
You're a rosé hound, yes?
I do love a good bottle of rosé.
Do you love your still rosé or your sparkling rosé more?
Both. I'm not particular.
Okay. The 2020 Ryder with a Y, a Pinot Noir Rosé from Central Coast, California. I haven't seen this on a shelf. Tell me about it.
I think this is the second vintage they've been bringing it up. The agent has been bringing it up. And it is a, just, you know, it kind of leans more into the Provence style, I guess, but it's got a bit more structure. And it's a serious one. It's a dry Pinot Noir rosé, and it's got great peachy kind of orange peel character to it. I think just it's 1999, and I think if it's year round, you can get this bottle. You might have to track it down, but I do believe it's in BC liquor stores.
There's a pinky from Bizou and Yukon Okanagan Crush Pad, Haywire folks.
Yeah, so Bizou and Yukon are their two great Pyrenees dogs. They basically wander and guard the vineyards, so they've made a label for these two dogs, and this is one of the wines. And this is a Pinot Noir based rosé. It's got kind of like small red berries, cranberries, a little bit of watermelon peel, cranberry flavors. And this is one of the owner of Okanagan Crush Pad. This is one of her favorite rosés. So 1999, and it's a fun bottle.
They
you
make
can
a
get
lot
it
of
through
it?
The Okanagan Crush Pad winery. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is it Embezzle?
This is an interesting marketing.
Okay.
Let's say product. It's made by Laughing Stock Vineyards,
right.
And it's IMBZZL. And the first time I saw it, I thought Embezzle, like Laughing Stock Vineyards, stock market Embezzle. That is not a good name.
No.
And in fact, I still stand by the fact that it's a terrible name, but basically, as marketing told me, it's a play on imbibe and to get your hands embezzle and steal away to have a great bottle of wine. So of the three wines they released, I think the rosé is probably the only one that would make my list. And it's got some Pinot Gris and Syrah. And it's once again, it's a fun wine. It's a little bit sweeter, but it's got a really pretty pale pink color, and it's 1999.
You called it hot. It's 14%, yes?
Yes, it is. So when you get into white wines at 14% alcohol, you get a little bit of heat on the finish,
yeah.
Especially if it's not balanced. And so that's getting a little bit warm for a white rosé to me.
2017 Barche Brothers Rosé. Always interested in that for some $17.99.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're going for, you know, the same price of rosé, I would lead you to Barche Brothers any day. Michael Barche makes really honest wines. He's a lovely person. This is a Chardonnay, Gewürztraminer, and a little bit of Merlot for color. That's the blend. And it's got some substance to it. It's racy and dry, and it's just got a juiciness to it, which I love.
All right. So you said Chardonnay and Gewürztraminer?
Correct, with a little bit of Merlot to add some color.
Color, okay, all right, that's interesting. I'll tell you later. The 2020 Sandhill Rosé, which I know I was going to love because it's 85 Gamay, 35 Merlot, and you say this is a rosé with texture.
Correct. Yeah, and by the way, they switched their bottles up a couple of years ago, and the bottle is gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I think that's appealing to a big segment of the market as well. But yeah, it's got maraschino cherry. It's got a kind of a peachy character as well. It's really quaffable, very easy to drink, and it's got a nice slick texture. And that's also about the same price, $19.99, $20.
And the last rosé is the 2020 Quail's Gate rosé, very extremely popular, $19, $18.99 in BC. They take their time with this wine, don't they?
Yeah, and they do make a good amount, so you can generally find it year-round in BC liquor stores. And it's a blend of Gamay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. So, you know, it's all red grapes, but of course on the lighter side of red grapes, it's bone dry and very fresh. It's got some rhubarb and sour cherry and, you know, a really good food wine as well.
I made a note to myself. It pairs the 2020 Quail's Gate Rosé at $19, $18.99 in BC, pairs well with everything.
Pretty much. I mean, salmon, pizza, you know, mushroom dishes, salads, you name it.
And it's just the right color. You made a note. I love this. 4 hours on the skin. Right, that right there tells me that's the color I want my rosé to be. Well
perfect.
Done. Perfect. Yeah. She is Dana Van Mulligan. She is the Wine Diva. WineDiva.ca and WineScores.ca come into play here because that's her look at wine And she rates seriously every bottle of wine that passes her lips. These are 89 points or better, and they're tough to come by, those points. And they're all under $20. And the top 100 list can be found at winediva.ca. Print it up and have a look at it. Keep it with you. Keep it handy. Can we move on to the reds, Dana? Where are we in our show? Yeah, let's do a couple of reds first.
Let's go.
Okay, so the reds. The 2019 Jose Maria de Fonseca, the Periquita from Portugal.
The Periquita, yes. And this is a wine that has been around on shelves forever. It's just, it's a staple. It offers exceptionally good value at $10.99. This is a more of a buy it by the case kind of wine. Yeah. So it's made of three classic Portuguese varieties, Castelao, Trincadeira, and Aragonés. And it's got black cherry raspberry. It's just got oodles of character, flavor. It's very modern and approachable. But to me, for $10.99, you're not going to get many better deals than this.
You know, you and I have talked about this before, and I'm always still amazed at the Portuguese wine industry. When they talk about a blend, you can have as many as 20 or 30 varietals in a field blend in the Douro. They pride themselves on that. That's a throwback to their wine history. So when you said three, I thought, okay, I can handle three, but they're big. I like your notes that this is the first red wine bottled in Portugal ever since 1850, and it's still $10.99. I mean, it's incredible.
No, it's a great bottle.
You also said it's modern. I don't know how you do this, because you said this is a modern and rustic wine, modern and rustic at the same time, which is a trick. And you're talking about the backbone as well. This obviously impressed you.
Very much, very much.
Monte del Fra Bardolino 2019 from Verona, $16.99.
This is the kind of wine, red wines, I enjoy drinking. It's a juicy wine. It's not got a lot of tannin structure. It's not over the top. I prefer myself kind of bouncy reds like this that you could put in the fridge for 10-15 minutes. And it's just an easy drinking red. It's made of Corvina, Rondinella, which are two classic varieties of making Amarone. And you also find an Amarone, but there's a little bit of Sangiovese in there, which is more a nod to Tuscany. So this one is from around Verona, from the Veneto.
Okay.
And it's got this great kind of sweet spice, cardamom, star anise, some floral, violets, things like that. And like I said, high-toned fruit. It's an absolutely charming wine.
Amazing wine, actually. I've seen Oops before. You can't miss the label. this is called the Voluptuous Beauty. It's a cab from the Central Valley, Chile. 2019, and it's $15.99, and made by your pals at Underaga.
Yeah, so Oops is kind of the story behind it doesn't really pertain to each one of the bottles, but this one is new. The Voluptuous Beauty, which the name to me is totally corny, but it's a Cabernet Sauvignon from Central Valley. And the one thing about Oops is they always offer wines that have a lot of fruit, they pack a punch, and they are at a good price. So overlooking everything else, you know, this has got purple fruit, chocolate, beautiful spice, almost a liqueur-type weight to it. And like I said, this is a new one. This is the first year I've tried this particular one, and it made my top 100.
I'm just looking at my notes here. Barbecue, burgers, pasta, pizza, literally everything we live by and for.
Yes, exactly.
And it's $15.99. All right. It's called Oops. That's why it's selling as like hotcakes. The 2020 Medici Ermite Concerto. It's the Lambrusco, $19.99.
Yeah, you know, I think for anybody who loves bubbles, this is one that you really need to kind of reach out and grab. It's a very affordable price, but it's so unique from anything else you've had. Now, Terry, you probably remember, like I do, Lambruscos from the 80s and the 90s. And they were sweet. They were like cola. They were quite terrible in most ways. But the Medici family has been making quality Lambruscos, you know, for decades and decades in the Emilia-Romagna region. And the concerto is made of the Lambrusco, but it's dry. It's deep purple in color. It's got pomegranate and rose petals, the creamy mousse. So it's bubbly, but it's not, it's a bit more on the frothy side, let's say.
Yeah, that's right. That's, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's not a bubble. It's not sparkling, but it is a frothy. And you have that effect in your mouth, and it's a great finish. It's a fabulous Lambrusco. I love my Lambrusco, and especially this time of year. Thank you for putting that up there. And finally, one more red. Intrigue Wines, the I Do Sparkling at $20.
Yeah, this is made by Intrigue, which is, they're up in Lake Country, and it's an aromatic, pretty kind of rose petal pink color. It's obviously marketed at wedding season, so spring and that. It's a little bit sweet, but it's just a fun, charming bottle. And I always love when they send me this bottle, because you know it's a consistent bubbly, you know, and I think it's great in the kind of spring and summer.
I'm just taking a look at my notes here. Okay, when we come back, we'll finish off the reds. There's lots of reds. And I kept writing until I ran out of paper on the whites. So this is going to be fun. This is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. And this is her top 100 for 2021, 89 points or better in the scoring department from winescores.ca. And they're all under $20. You can find this list. You can follow along if you wish at winediva.ca. We'll be right back with Dana Van Mulligan right after this. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Enrico Winery in the Cowichan Valley. Enrico is pleased to announce that the 2020 Enrico Shining Armor Pinot Gris has won a coveted Platinum Award at the recently announced 2021 BC Lieutenant Governor's Wine Awards. Just to note that the tasting room at Enrico Winery will be open Wednesday to Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. All of the details at EnricoWinery.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Narrabetta Bench. They are very happy to report that their tasting room is open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And just for your information, the very popular Bistro at Hillside is closed for the season. They'll see you in March of 2022. All the fine details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. If you've just joined us, this is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. It's year 14 of this show. Actually, it's 15. And believe it or not, we're doing the 15th annual Top 100 from the Wine Diva for the year 2021. Makes it year 15. These are bottles 89 points or better in the markings from winescores.ca. And they're all under $20. And if you ever wanted a gift for yourself or your friends or your family or for people you work with, here's the list. The Wine Diva's done the tasting, and she remembered everything. Well, her computer did. We started on the reds in that first segment. By the way, I will tell you that we're going to have a friend of both of ours drop by. DJ Kearney is going to join us, and we're going to talk about wine gifting, wines for the holidays, pairing, you know, and wines of the year, just things that we talk about and think about this time of year. Apparently, Dana, your people sent me a note saying you reminded me that I had jumped over one of the wines that you really wanted to talk about, and I missed it. And so I missed the memo. So tell me about number 14 on that top 100 list, the Cantina Tolo.
Yeah, so this is actually the highest scoring wine out of all my top 100 wines, and it's $14.99. So, you know, you kind of want to grab it. Cantina Tolo, the Pietrame limit, and it's a limited edition. So I don't know if that means it's a one-off or if they're going to keep making it, but it's a Montepulciano, which is the grape from Abruzzo, which is on the Adriatic side of Italy on the boot. And it's just got so much character, just explosive black raspberry, kirsch, chocolate, licorice, a little bit of rosemary just to make it a little savory. It's got great balance. It's approachable, and it'll pair with anything. So it's not only got the structure and the approachability, all balanced. It's all good. And $14.99.
And what was its score?
I don't have it in front of me. I think it was 93 or 94.
Wow. I'm going to ask you, what year was this? Is this 2018, 2019?
2019.
2019. Okay, got it. Okay, 2019. Oh, you know what? I did have Cantina Tolo written down. You know what I loved about it? I loved your pairings with the Cantina Tolo. You said barbecue, junk food, snacks, game day wine.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to go. Way to go. Perfect for the Grey Cup. Perfect.
Exactly.
Okay, Cantina Tolo. I'm sorry, my apologies to the Italians. Underaga. We were talking about them earlier. The Sibaris, the reserve special Pinot Noir that they have created in the Lleida Valley, Chile.
Yeah, the this wine has been, so Pinot Noir from Chile is, to me, always an exceptional value. And this one, I mean, this one's gone up a couple dollars since I started reviewing it. It's $17.99 now, but it's such a dependable, and it's got a classic Pinot character. It's got that savory kind of bacon fat, leather, red cherry character. But it's still very fresh, and it's got a savory palate as well. So, you know, a little bit of pepper on it as well. So you're talking, this is a perfect food wine. Or mushrooms, any kind of like smoked salmon, things like that.
$17.99.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Murphy Good, the cab, very familiar and famous from California.
Yeah, and this is a private wine store, price $20. You might actually end up, it might cost you a little bit more depending on where you're buying it, but it's reliable, delicious. It's everything you expected of a great California Cabernet. It's got that black cherry, raspberry, pencil shavings. It's got a mouth-filling palate and really lovely sweet tannins. You can't go wrong with this bottle.
Okay. Here's your first, one of the first Canadian reds. Robin Ridge, the Gamay. I'm always interested in Gamay. From the Similkameen, I mean, of course. $18.
This is one of my, Robin Ridge, I've only just kind of got back tasting the Robin Ridge wines in the last probably two or three vintages, and they've really impressed me with what they're doing. They're all organic, and this, once again, is, you know, right up my alley. This is that kind of vibrant, juicy red. It's Gamay. It's charming. It's got almost it almost dances on your tongue. It's so nice and bright and with tangy red fruit. It's, this is an absolute darling of a wine at $18.
You recommend, as in terms of pairings, sausages, black bean veggie burger, which sounds like you've had that once or twice. Can I go on into maybe pizzas and pasta with this Gamay?
Yeah, I think so, because with a higher acid wine, things like tomato sauces are going to go really well.
Yep.
And also Gamay, charcuterie, and things like that. So if you're having a cheese platter, that's a great choice.
Red Rooster 2019, their Cab Merlot, comes in at $19.99.
Yeah, so they've got a new label, which is a much needed update. And it kind of more pertains to, it captures various stages of their winemaking process, as opposed to just having the rooster on there. And so this has kind of got a gamey kind of character to it, a little bit of dusty plums and wild herbs. But it's got lovely balance. It's got a little bit of texture on the palate, so it's got a little bit more chew. It's not super supple, but that's okay because that's what you want with certain types of like heavier, heartier proteins.
Is that Red Rooster from the bench, or are they taking their fruit from Down Valley?
This one, let me see. It says Okanagan Valley, so it's not near Nevada per se.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. How about, by the way, she's Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca, winescores.ca. So the wine scores come into play here because these wines are all 89 points or better, as reviewed by Dana, and they're all under $20. And the top 100 list can be found at winediva.ca. It's a great read. It's a thriller, actually. two from the boot heel. If you think about Italy, Puglia is down the bottom there. I'm going to let you have at the Luca Ravelli Primitivo and Negro Amaro.
Yeah, so these are wines that have been in the market for a little while. They've got corresponding labels. One, the Lucarelli Primitivo, is the red label. And they're both the same price. They're both $15.99. These and both varieties are classic or indigenous to this region. The Primitivo has more of those. Even it's going to be more like a Zinfandel because they are related. So it's got more cherry, Twizzler, vanilla, raspberry, clove, cinnamon, and it's got good backbone. So, you know, eggplant, pizza, cheese, burgers, pasta. I mean, obviously you're in Italy, so you got to talk about pasta. And then there's the Lucarelli Negro Amaro, and it is a more rich, warm chocolate kind of character to it. It's supple, it's delicious, fruit forward, and same thing. I mean, it'll go with the same types of foods as the Primitivo.
I'm actually happy for Puglia, because when Jason Priestley and I were there for Hollywood and Vines, it was all just, well, I'm sure there were small wineries, but they were mostly making bulk, like vast amounts of bulk wine, because Italians wanted their wine in bulk, because they drank it in bulk. And so smarter minds have taken over the wine business in southern Italy. And watch for the name Puglia. Puglia used to mean bulk. Now it means really good wine, so watch for that. Vina Cela Reserve Malbec from Mendoza.
Yeah, so you're always going to see a Malbec or two in my list because, sure, well, there's always great value. And this one is $15.99 in BC. What you expect from a Malbec, you're going to have a substantial wine, a wine with chocolate, dark fruit. This one has a lovely freshness as well. At this price point, it's so nicely integrated and balanced. And, you know, you think about barbecue, grilled meats, and even hearty soups and pastas and mushroom dishes will work really well with this.
Okay, Dana, that's the end of my reds. Are there a couple that I've missed that you want to tell me about?
There's another Portuguese wine called the Soito Wines Talega. And this is private wine store, so $20. You might, like I said, it's private wine store, so you might have to spend a dollar or two more depending on who's selling it. But with Portugal, you're getting, and you mentioned it earlier, you get a rustic character as well as a modern kind of character. So when I say modern, you get lots of fruit, and you get a brightness to it, lushness as well. And then you also have a kind of a rustic structure to it.
Okay.
And this one is a blend of Touriga Nacional, Alfrochero, Tintorores, and Gin.
Wow.
And it's got like a charred cocoa and coffee finish on it. So it's quite a sensuous wine.
And the name is Coito?
Soito, S-O-I-T-O, Wines.
S-O-I-T-O, Soito. I saw the name. Yes, I've seen that. I've seen that label. Yes.
And it's from the Dow.
Yes, it's very handsome. Very handsome. Yes. Okay, can we leave the reds now?
Absolutely.
Unless there's one. Anything else? Any special mentions?
We can't do them all.
Oh, no, you can't. No, you can't. But we've tried. All right. This will be her first three-parter in quite some time. I'm Terry David Mulligan. She's the wine diva, Dana Van Mulligan. We'll be back with your favorite whites for 2021 and 2022 right after this. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Narrabetta Bench. They are very happy to report that their tasting room is open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And just for your information, the very popular Bistro at Hillside is closed for the season. They'll see you in March of 2022. All the fine details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. The very popular 2021 Wine Advent Calendar is now available. Each Moon Cursor Advent Calendar contains 12 mystery wines, all beautifully hand-wrapped. Included are an assortment of current releases, alongside a selection of library wines from the cellar. Each wine is individually wrapped and numbered. You can also get a 6-bottle vertical collection of their Twinkling Tempranillo. All the details at mooncursor.com. Welcome back. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. She is Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva. You can find this list that we're talking about, the top 100 of 2021, at winediva.ca. All right? And print up the list. Trust me, you'll want to have it handy with you. Just keep it handy. You can always reference it. It's really good. Dane has tasted all of these wines and has judged them and found them to be perfect for this top 100 list. There is another list that's got, actually, there's several up there. There's the bubble list, which we're going to do later. And there is the, what was the other one? What's the third list?
Top 50, 2021.
Over 20.
Correct.
Correct. Yes. We are going to talk bubble, but not on this particular show. You're going to have to wait till next week. Now, the white list. Tell me a couple of things. If you had to choose to taste, to celebrate something, would you take a rosé? Would you take a red, or would you think white? What, which ways do you lean?
If I was, well, I guzzle bubble. I drink white and rosé, and I sip red. So it's going to be in that order.
Okay, fine. Well, let's try this. Spearhead, Pinot Gris, $20. Which, as you know, because the Spearhead is always going to be very well made. You call it juicy and a character wine.
Spearhead, yeah. You know, Pinot Gris can either hit you or miss you completely, depending on who's making it, on the style.
Yep.
This, to me, is it's got a nice blend of concentration, but it's also pristine. So a beautiful purity of fruit, which to me was the most noteworthy. It's got golden, delicious apples, Asian pear, and it's got this kind of mountain stream character to it. And it's got a really bright, appley finish. Just a lovely version of Pinot Gris for $20.
I saw your note about a supple weight, and I wondered if maybe there was some oak in there to add that weight.
I don't think in this particular one, their whole bunch pressed. Oh, yeah, no, sorry. There is partial fermentation in French oak barrel.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just fermentation, not age.
Okay. That's a 2020 Spearhead Pinot Gris. All right. 2019 Journeys and Bee's Knees Chenin Blanc Viognier from Stellenbosch.
Yeah. It's a cute name, Bee's Knees. It's just as you'd expect. It's got kind of a feisty character. It's 80% Chenin. Chenin Blanc, which is the most widely planted variety in all of South Africa. And it's got 20% Viognier, which is going to add a lot of extra aromatics and weight to it as well. It's a very fleshy wine. It's got a slick texture. It's got peach jam and pineapple slices. So this is one that just jumps out of the glass and just, it screams, drink me, and it's $15.
How about the 2020 Quail's Gate blend that's come along for $20, the Chasselas?
For them, this is not a classic variety mix or blend by any stretch. Chasselas, which is a Swiss grape variety and goes great, by the way, with fondue, is blended here with Pinot Blanc and Pinot Gris. And over the years, it's gotten consistently drier, which I quite enjoy because it's got all the aromatics, but it's a snappy wine. And it's got a slick kind of texture and just a brightness to it. And it pairs well with Asian cuisines extremely well. Seafood, cheese, fondue, sushi. A great bottle for, I think it's $19.99.
You call it fresh and charming, which I understand. Snappy. What makes it snappy?
Snappy. Oh, it's the acidity and the generally the kind of brightness to the fruit, sure. Maybe a lot of citrus to it.
The 2019 Lake Breeze Pinot Blanc from Naramata, $19, an award winner.
And it has been years since I've tried this wine. And it was always, you know, known as kind of a benchmark Pinot Blanc for BC. And it, after not having tasted it for so many years, it just, to me, it was like, yeah, I do remember this, and I remember why it's always so good. It's got really good intensity. It's got kind of an oiliness to it as well, and loads of honey and orchard fruit and white flower kind of aromas and flavors, and it's $19.
Hmm. 2019 Township 7, right down the road, their Pinot Blanc, $17.97.
Yeah, and this is a Pinot Gris. So it's basically their 7 Blanc. So just Township 7, their 7 white blend, which is not 7 different varieties, but it's Pinot Gris, Gewurztraminer, Viognier, Riesling, and Muscat. And it's got a very ambrosial character, very perfumed, lychee, rose oil, honey, lime. And it's got a slick texture and a really nice long finish and a very clean, crisp finish.
Wonderful. Nice people, too. 2018. Oh, here's your Pantage. Pantage Pinot Gris, $20. I love this wine.
Pantage Pinot Gris is another one of those wines that I think they kind of built their early reputation on. And they were the first people to put their wine in a box. And this Pinot Gris in the box was fantastic to buy. Like, I think it was a three liter box, and it's a boutique winery. It's a lovely couple that own it. And this is, I've always been an admirer of this wine. It's got melon, grapefruit, peach nectar. It's got depth and concentration, and it's quite ripe. It is a little bit off dry, but that's okay. I think it's got great acidity to balance.
The 2019 Cedar Creek Pinot Gris, $18.99.
Yeah, and this is one that, you know, you're going to be able to find in BC liquor stores.
Yeah,
you know, this is their estate level wine, and it's just very affable. It's very easy to drink. It's pears and vanilla and melon. It's got a little bit of sweetness, but it's a seamless wine, and it's got a good long finish and go great with things like coconut curries, vegetable stir fry, crab cakes, things like that.
You know when it tastes best?
What?
When you're at Cedar Creek and you're sitting down at Home Block, their restaurant.
And, oh, well, of course.
That's it. That is the best place to drink it. It's fantastic. It's a great restaurant. And I always start with Pinot Gris. That's the one. Pinot Gris. Start right there.
Good work.
The 2019 Fort Barron's Chardonnay, $19.99.
So this is their... You know, they have different levels. They've got a reserve, which I think is called gold. It's their gold label. So this is more their estate blend. And this one does have some sourced estate Okanagan fruit, which they are known to do is bring in some Okanagan fruit every so often with different, depending on their wine.
Yep.
Pineapple, vanilla, like warm apple turnovers. So it's definitely got some toastiness to it if you like that style. But it still has a nice kind of sweet lemony finish.
Dana, the 2019 Noble Ridge Pinot Grigio. It's the first time I've seen a reserve Pinot Grigio, $20.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a new thing. For me, tasting it, it was definitely new. And it's completely unoaked. So this one has, surprisingly, for being an unoaked, it's got quite a lot of weight to it and a creaminess. And you get like honeysuckle, grilled lemon, and it's got some spice to it. It's a very interesting and I think singular style for BC. One, if you're a big Pinot Gris fan, it's one we're seeking.
I got three more for you. Evolve 2018, the Evolve Viognier, $15.99. There's a good price.
Yeah, and the Evolve wines are, you know, they're all part of what is now Five Vines Cellars, which was purchased along with Time Winery and the McWaters Collection, all owned by Harry McWaters, the late Harry McWaters. So it's now owned, and they're changing a lot of stuff, but the Evolve wines are all meant to be fun and affordable.
Yeah.
And they're generally a little bit more off dry on the sweeter, fruitier side, and that's just what you're going to get with this Viognier. It's peach jelly, ginger, nice spice and honey, and it's got lively character with a nice kind of oily texture and a lot of stone fruit. It's to me, this kind of wine, you want something with a lot of flavor, you know, like Moroccan cuisine, foods with a lot of spice and kind of kick to them.
Krista Lee, in the last interview I did with her a couple of weeks ago, says that there's a sparkling coming later this year, and it's very likely the last thing that her father made, that Harry McWaters made. And So, and she was close to tears when she was talking about it. It was very personal for her. So that bubbles.
It's coming under the Kronos label. I just got the press release on it. Yeah, so it's not going to be under Evolve, but under the Kronos.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. The 2019 Mayhem Sauv Blanc. They have fun up there. $18.
So talking about second labels for existing wineries, so to speak. This is produced at Meyer Family Vineyards. It's a family label. It's made by Terry Meyerstone and Andrew Stone.
Yep.
So family. And it, basically, these are a second label. They're not meant to compete with the Meyer family. They're supposed to be more affordable and different varieties than what Meyer makes. So this is a classic kind of racy Sauvignon Blanc with gooseberry, nettle, what you'd kind of get from a Marbeau style. And it's got a little bit of a kiss of sweetness, but a nice snappy finish.
And one more. The 2020, I love this one. We all do, actually. Yalumba Y-Series Viognier, $16.99, probably sold everywhere in the world.
Yeah, I mean, for most people, this was probably the Viognier you would have cut your teeth on. This would have been the first one that you really probably tried, at least living in North America. And this one, the Y-Series, has been around forever. It's consistently a lush, tropical style with a lot of exotic spice, and you're looking for a perfumed character and quite a weight and texture in this wine. So it's now cheaper than it used to be, which is amazing. It's $16.99. Usually wines go up in price, not down. So hey,
you've done it, Dana. You made it three segments in your 15th year, and we have one more to go. She is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. And she's been talking about, and we have been going through and trying to tell you about the top 100 wines of 2021 as from the Wine Diva and wine scores, because it's 89 points or better from wine scores, and they're all under $20. It's a great list to have. It truly is. And you can find all the details at winediva.ca. Just look under wines and then look at wine lists, because she does a lot of lists. Thank you. We'll be right back. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor. The very popular 2021 Wine Advent Calendar is now available. Each Moon Cursor Advent Calendar contains 12 mystery wines, all beautifully hand-wrapped. Included are an assortment of current releases, alongside a selection of library wines from the cellar. Each wine is individually wrapped and numbered. You can also get a 6-bottle vertical collection of their Twinkling Tempranillo. All the details at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. It's the home of The Hatch, Hatching Post, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59, Black Swift Vineyards, Screaming Frenzy, and a bunch more. Just a heads up, have you heard about Hangover Church at Black Swift Vineyards? Breakfast and Blasphemy at Black Swift Vineyards every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12:30. All the details at jpcustoms.ca. Welcome back. This is a very busy Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. It's the first one in December, which is why we're going to, with this last segment, finish our conversation with the wine diva, Dana Van Mulligan. Dana, what's December like for you? Do you continue to taste, or are you able to relax and enjoy what's around you?
No, I taste every day of the year, pretty much. it's more a matter of where work slows down. Once I get all of my top lists out, like what we're talking about now, I can kind of wind down. So by mid-December, once my articles are out of the way, my spring articles due for magazines and stuff like that, then I can wind down a little bit.
Okay. So do people still gift wine, or am I lost touch with reality?
Well, I think we're in a different time now, and we are, you know, I think when we are sharing wine and giving wine to people, it's in much smaller groups and it's less frequently. So in my industry, we don't tend to gift wine to each other because we're drinking it all the time. And if we do, we sit down together and drink it so we can all taste it. So it's not a lot of just passing off bottles. But I do have neighbors, and our neighbors, this is based, who I'm basing gift giving on is my neighbors. And we've all become very close during COVID because, you know, nobody goes anywhere. So they're the only ones we kind of socialize with. And I know what kind of style of wine they like.
So that's gifting in a way.
That's gifting. That's yep. Right.
I asked you to suggest some wine gifts for people who'd like to, maybe somebody you work with, the desk next to you, or a neighbor who's helped you out throughout the year. You suggested California to start?
Yeah, I, you know, obviously beyond BC, but we talked a lot about BC in my top 100 wines and things like that. So we're always going to go to BC first because it's the wine that we can get our hands on, and of course we love our own wines. But I don't think you could ever go wrong with a really good bottle of California wine, because the wines are very satisfying. You know that you're not really going to get a bad bottle. And especially the types of wines I know, you know, the people I hang out with, the style of wines they like, things like California Pinot Noirs, California Cabernets, even Zinfandels. And I don't think any of those wines you can go wrong with giving to anyone.
That's true. How about the whites?
Well, you know, whites are interesting because some people really like full-bodied white wines like Chardonnays and Viogniers. And then you get the other contingent who really prefer a crisp, racy wine like a Sauvignon Blanc or maybe a Pinot Grigio. So white wines are a little bit, I think, you kind of have to know the person a little bit more.
Okay, well, sure. Or you have to go through their recycling.
Yeah, that'll work.
Did you mention Arrowwood?
I did, yeah. Yeah, Arrowwood is, to me, one of the wines that always ends up in my top 50 wines. Wow. or my gift-giving wines every year. It's you know, not an inexpensive bottle. It's $55, roughly. Can be a little bit more depending on where you're buying it. But this is always a stunning bottle of wine. It's just rich, generous wine, supple weight, concentrated flavors. It's inky with purple fruit. And even like right now, it's the 2016 available. So even with that maturity, it's still fresh and it's got harmony. It's polished. Yeah, that to me is an outstanding bottle of wine.
It was you that turned me on to Belle Glace. And I can't remember if it was the Chardonnay or the Pinot Noir, but I never forgot the look of that bottle and said, just remember this one. And it's everywhere. You can find it everywhere.
And Belle Glace is a Pinot Noir house. So they make now 5 single vineyard Pinot Noirs under the label. And they're made by Joe Wagner, who is the son of Chuck Wagner of Camus. And each one of them, the one that I've reviewed this year most recently is the Clark and Telephone. So it's Santa Maria Valley, Santa Barbara. And you're going to find it right across the country, about $60 a bottle. Here in BC, it's $63. Now, these are not your kind of old world, leaner style of Pinot Noir. These definitely land squarely in the potent end of the Pinot Noir spectrum.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking for something a little bit more savory and lighter bodied, this is not going to be your Pinot Noir. You want something a little bit more brash, not even brash is probably the wrong word, but certainly a lot more full bodied and voluptuous, this is definitely a Pinot for you.
I bet it's not tangy.
No.
What then of the Cambria Estate Pinot?
So Cambria Estate the funny thing is Cambria Estate is part of the Jackson family of wine. A lot of the wines, great wines from California we get now are part of those, I think, close to 40 different wine. Well, Jackson family wines has close to 40 wineries under their belt. Now, those are around the world.
Yep.
But they've got a lot in California where they're based, obviously. And this is a sustainably farmed Santa Barbara Maria estate. And the Jackson family has actually been farming this for 30 years, this particular winery at Cambria. And it is a Pinot Noir. They're looking at certain clones in this. So it's very, they're putting a lot of thought into it and the types of soils it's grown on. It's definitely a little bit more of the old world style. So you're getting more of those beet greens and kind of sour cherry, forest floor aromas and pepper and classic Pinot character. But really elegant wines, and the
Wonderful.
Cambria is about $40 a bottle.
And one more gift that you might consider, the Monte del Fra Amarone Lena di Mezzo.
So Monte del Fra, my association with Monte del Fra is, as you know, I'm a Valpolicella wine ambassador.
Right.
So I'm a fan anyways, but the family itself that owns Monte del Fra, just lovely people. They used to come to wine festival all the time. Now we're getting wine festival back, hopefully in 2022. And this is a classic blend from the region, Corvina, Corvinone, and Rondinella. And it's a 2016 vintage. And it's a little bit more of a cleaner, modern version of Amarone. So you get balsamic, Turkish coffee, the cherry you expect, and it's a full-bodied wine, but it's nicely balanced. It's not so much of the earthy, meaty style, and it has a very silky character. It's still really quite youthful for being a 2016, and it's $57.99.
Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca. It's her entire show. Your wines of the year, was it difficult to come up with those?
No, once again, I do, you know, I pulled these wines from my top 50 list, and those are wines that I just know, like, there's most of them are scoring 93, 94, 95 points, but then there's a few in there at 92 points. And so it's, once you get into that realm of wines, it's pretty easy to start figuring out which are the top wines. And another one is the Meyer Family Vineyards Micro Cuvée Pinot Noir. That's in my top 50 list.
Yep.
When you check that out, it's a fantastic bottle of wine. And I think one of the most outstanding Pinot Noirs that I've had.
That's fantastic. And what's the price point on that, Meyer Family?
I think it's about $60.
Okay. All right. Well, but I mean, you know, Jack Myers was one of the guys who organized the Pinot celebration. You know, he believes and loves and Pinot Noir pours through his veins. So you want to follow that up, Meyer Family Vineyards. Chateau de Rosen, what is it?
Oh, hold on. Let me get there. Hold on.
De Rosen Gassier.
Yeah.
Lorm.
Yeah, it's right in front of me, but I'm...
Okay.
There it is. Okay. Chateau de Rosen Gassier, Lorm, which is from Bordeaux, from Haut-Médoc. And this is a 2016 vintage, outstanding wine, $45. So if you're talking about going to Bordeaux, getting a great bottle of Bordeaux for $45, fantastic. This is a Merlot dominant, so Haut-Médoc, Merlot dominant, with lesser amounts of Cabernet Sauvignon. And it is just, it's a pretty wine, chocolate, vanilla, ribena, red licorice, violets, generous, mouth-filling. It's got lots of purple fruit on it, and it is one of my winescores.ca's highest scoring wines of 2021.
Fantastic. And one more wine of the year, and it's a BC wine. It's Da Silva Cab Franc from the Naramata Bench.
Yeah, and this scored, believe it or not, scored 96 points.
Yes!
It's a $40 bottle, and this is by far, in my mind, the best Cabernet Franc I have ever had from British Columbia. Sorry, everybody else, but
wow,
it is 100% Cabernet Franc. Comes from grapes grown in Oliver, and it's aged in American and French oak, and it's in barrel for 36 months, quite a highly toasted, medium plus toast barrel. And that, to me, right away when I read that, I thought, oh, this is going to be a lot, but it's so well balanced. It's just fragrant. It's red currants and floral aromas, star anise, pencil shavings, orange peel, yep, bourbon barrel. It's silky. It's just woven. And I bought a case of it.
This shouldn't surprise anybody who knows some of the history of the Okanagan, even though the Da Silva is right on one of the first wineries on the Naramata Bench. De Silva's a Portuguese, Richard De Silva. He is a serious farmer, and the Portuguese helped to establish the farms, the vineyards that we're seeing now taking fruit, and so if you have those connections, those family nationality connections, you follow the fruit. Just follow the fruit and see who planted those vines early on. He knows where his fruit comes from and where it is, and he knows how to get it. That's why it's so good. Well done on that.
Yeah, and beautiful labels as well.
Oh, absolutely. And finally, for your New Year's pour, Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. And finally, what if you have to choose, what would it be?
I've got two on my list here, and I'll do this quickly. One is available in BC liquor stores, and it's the Philipponat Royal Reserve Rosé Brut from Champagne. And it is a absolute seamless blend of Pinot Noir Chardonnay with just a splash of Pinot Meunier. And it's just dreamy. It's got a pale salmon color. It's got aromas of buttered brioche, charred orange peel, cranberry, and then the palate has a lovely finesse and fineness to it, and it's just a complete champagne. It's expensive. It's the 2015 vintage. It's $110.
It's New Year's.
It's New Year's.
And the last one is the Seven Stars Sirius.
Yes. So Township Seven has made a whole separate label, a whole separate brand of only sparkling wines. And the most recent one, which is number 5, is called Sirius. It's named after the star, the brightest star in our skies, which is Sirius. And it's made from Pinot Noir and Chardonnay exclusively from their Langley vineyard. So it's going to be a cooler climate, and it's been made in a much more traditional method as opposed to some of the others they have made. And it's very champagne-like, but it's got really taut, racy acidity, great complexity and elegance. And all of these wines, I think, except for Polaris, I think all 5 of them, except Polaris, are only available through the wine club. And this one is $80 a bottle. It's a 2015 vintage.
Heroic work here. Amazing. And I just made a note to myself. I see it on my list. It says, tell Dana she can have a nap now.
Thank you.
But you have to tell the dogs as well.
Oh no, they know.
Can I return with my microphone soon and talk about your bubble list that you did?
And absolutely.
I'll see you with the bubbles in a couple of days. Whatever. We'll just have some sleeps and we'll gather again. Okay.
Sounds good.
She is the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. You can find her at winediva.ca and winescores.ca. And she has been the entire show. I will go looking for DJ Kearney, and we will have a conversation with her next week on Tasting Room Radio. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Jason Parks Customs. It's the home of The Hatch, Hatching Post, Crown and Thieves, Truck 59, Black Swift Vineyards, Screaming Frenzy, and a bunch more. Just a heads up, have you heard about Hangover Church at Black Swift Vineyards? Breakfast and Blasphemy at Black Swift Vineyards every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12:30. And November 27th, you can share this moment with Tennyson King at The Hatch. All the details at jpcustoms.ca.